Welcome to it. It is 6:39 on this, the Friday edition of the program. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
Go get me the listener email bag. That's not the listener email bag. That's the listener email bag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
Didn't we do this week already?
Yes, but there are many people that need our advice, and so we jump back into the listener email bag.
Okay.
Kyle is one of the fortunate ones that are going to get his letter answered today. By the way, if you want to send yours in, seth.mila@wsau.com. Kyle writes, "Gentlemen, bathroom time is some of the private time a person can have. When I'm in the bathroom, I expect to not be bothered."
I agree.
"My girlfriend does not seem to understand this. Just about every time I'm in there, she chooses that's the time to start a long conversation with me."
Because you're trapped. You're caged like an animal in there.
She talks to me through the door like it's totally normal. One time she even talked about funeral plans for a relative. Is that something normal people do? Shouldn't you leave someone alone when they're in the bathroom? Kyle, yes, sir. You are absolutely correct.
I agree.
There should not be any conversation at all.
Have you talked about this with the little lady?
Well, that's always the key in these issues, is you gotta have a good conversation. Now,
she's going to say something like, "But you're in there for 20 minutes and a shot. Come on."
Yeah, well, you know.
What happens if you're the one starting the conversation?
No. Men don't do that.
They don't?
No. When was the last time you started a conversation in the bathroom?
On the phone? Many times.
Never.
Are you serious?
Oh, I talk to people on the phone all the time when I'm in the
please.
Can.
You don't
it's
have a
time management.
You don't have a problem with the echo?
No.
You don't
no,
have a problem
no.
with the background noises, if you know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh.
You know, no.
So just think about it. The next time I'm talking
no.
to you on the phone, I could be on the golden throne.
When was the last time?
I'm going to ask.
No.
Tom, you're not.
You know.
And you're going to hang up? If
yes.
No, for crying out
just
loud.
Give me another reason to hang up on you.
I would. If I knew that someone was calling me. And they were doing their necessaries?
You know, many, yeah. many
I'd
high...
I'll call you back later.
You know, many high-end hotels have phones in the bathroom.
Yeah, no. I've seen that, and I always look at it and go, well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
You want to touch a phone that's
thank you. And you want to put it up to your face when it's, like, right there? Yeah, that's a great point. You know what, Tom? You're like this guy. You would have appreciated this. One time at an airport, okay? Taking care of business.
Yeah.
Guy comes into the stall next to me, and I hear him go, "Player number two has entered the game." I'm like, what?
Oh, so he's playing a video game while he's...
Oh,
what's the difference between... That's the current version of reading the sports
section. Completely unnecessary.
No, that's... No.
Kristen sends in the next letter that we get to answer. She goes, "Gentlemen, I went on a date to see the movie Lone Survivor over the weekend. It's the true story of four Navy SEALs fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan. It's very violent. I have some friends in the military, and I knew a little bit about what to expect, but my date was a complete wuss about the violence. It looked like he even covered his eyes during a few of the more graphic parts. All I could think was, if he thinks a movie is too intense, what's he going to do if real-life violent situations occur? Should I break it off with the coward?" Kristen... kind of harsh.
So she wants Vin Diesel instead of Alan Alda. Is it?
No, wait a minute. There's something
isn't that kind of wrong?
There's something weird about that email. You've picked up on it, too.
Mm.
You date someone within the back of your head. What if something real happens? That's not one of the criteria that you think of when you're dating somebody.
Well, don't they have a desire to be secure and safe? Aren't you thinking?
Didn't your dates always ask you what you were packing before you went on? She went on a date with you?
It's pretty odd.
I'm talking about your weapon of choice.
Wait, would you like to keep going
no,
here,
not
or should we
that
just break
weapon.
This off now?
Oh, jeez.
And that, there is
what
another
is the caliber,
promo.
What is the caliber of your weapon? Why does everything on this show always circle back to the one to one subject?
It's a very intellectual. It's a Freudian show. It really is.
Must be.
This is my weapon. This is my gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun.
That's a weird email. That a Kristen wants to pick up the AK-47 and defend herself, it sounds like.
Could be. Kristen, listen, if you got a problem thinking that the date may not be the guy that can protect you, talk to him about it. And if he's not able to protect you and that's a concern, bye-bye.
Maybe she wants to be Xena Warrior Princess in this relationship.
It's only one date. It's fair to say, I just don't think we're a good...
Yeah, could be. Yeah, absolutely. Last but not least, should we even do another one after this? I think we should. Last but not least, Harold. Harold is 50. He's got a very good question here. He says, my 16-year-old son had his first serious girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I think she's lovely, she's polite, and she is good to him. Uh-huh. I know how teenagers are. We were all teenagers at one time. Uh-huh. And one time I accidentally walked in on one of their makeout sessions.
Uh-huh.
That's horrible. My son wants to be able to go into his room with his girlfriend and shut the door, but I don't know. Really, Harold? Should I allow my son to be in his bedroom alone with his girlfriend? Harold, do you want to be a grandpa?
Yeah, Harold, man up.
What do you mean, I don't know? Yeah, no, you do not allow your children to go into the bedroom alone and close the door.
And in some states like Wisconsin, it's the parents who are on the hook for child support when their minor children procreate.
Wow. Harold, there you go, Harold.
Keep that in mind. You have a financial interest in having that door. Just remove the door from its hinges, Harold.
Yeah. You know, seriously, buddy, if you don't want to be a grandpa and be on the hook financially, the answer is very, very clear. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. You know, there's a lot of the shows that have given tributes to Jay Leno saying goodbye. And I didn't want this show to be left out. So Tom King and the Progressives has produced a goodbye to Jay Leno.
Goodbye, Jay Leno. Though I never watched you at all, at least you made my parents laugh. But it's time to pass the ball. You'll be on another network, telling jokes that are really lame. Your ratings are going downhill, so you had to be replaced. It's time for us to say goodbye to the man with the giant chin. Conan felt betrayed by you when you backstabbed him. The Tonight Show should not have continued after Johnny Carson, but now it's moved back to New York with host Jimmy Fallon.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.